What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
We are just 3 days away from Christmas, and there's still time for you to get the Nebraska Golf Passport. If it doesn't get here in time for Christmas, it's fine. You can get here, you know, next week for the next year, because this is the best gift of the holidays. It unlocks access to 70-plus incredible courses, including private, member-only clubs, premier 18-hole facilities, and some of Nebraska's best 9-hole tracks. Enjoy exclusive rates at every course. Members save on average of $20 to $30 per round. We're talking Beatrice Country Club, Owari Dunes, Heritage Hills, Scotts Bluff Country Club, Tatanka, York, and many, many more. You get $10 off your order by using promo code EARLY at checkout, and also get a free koozie on top of that. That's NebraskaGolfPassport.org. That code is active now all the way through Christmas Day.
Excellent.
Go ahead. What'd you say?
Excellent.
Yes. Last night, it was not pretty, but here's the thing. We have seen Nebraska basketball in years past lose games this time of year to Samford. Yeah, not Stanford. Samford. Incarnate Word. Seems like Gardner Webb has come in here in the holidays and beat Nebraska basketball. And these games, these, quote, BUY, buy games, Sip, as you know, I know, can get very uncomfortable.
Sure.
It's the holidays. You just came off the stretch of playing three incredible games, three huge wins in a row against Creighton, yeah, Wisconsin, and Illinois. It's been over a week since you last played, so I was not surprised to see the sluggish start. I was surprised how long it lasted, but Nebraska does beat North Dakota last night 78-55 in a game that was much closer than that score indicates at the very end. But Nebraska trailed at halftime 26-24. They outscored North Dakota 54-29 in the second half.
Ah, there you go.
And, you know, Braden Frager, huge in the second half. He had 17 points to lead the way for Nebraska off the bench.
And then Burke had a triple-double.
And Burke. How about this is Nebraska. They put on the broadcast. Nebraska's been playing basketball since the 1800s. Since the 1800s. They now have 4 triple-doubles ever in program history, and twice are this season.
Cam Mack.
Who was before that?
I don't know. Was
Cam the first one?
No, I think he was the second one.
I thought he was this year. Yeah, there's Rink Mast this year in Burke.
Yeah.
Mast had one earlier this year.
Burke had 10 assists. Burke had 10 assists in this game.
Now, if you watch the first half, Burke still was tentative to shoot. He kept passing every time he got the ball. And then he had a couple of nice drives that he scored, hit some free throws, and you know, obviously his last shot in the three-pointer to get the triple-double was beautiful. His shot has always looked good. Is it actually good? It can look good, but does it actually hit where it needs to hit? And last night it was. 5 of 7 overall, hit the 1-3, 11 rebounds, 10 assists. And in a game that was not pretty, Nebraska proved, hey, yes, we're ranked 15th. We're undefeated. We survived a game. We looked like crap for most of it and won by 20-plus points. That's some power right there.
It is.
By that team.
It is. 18 of number... Oh, gosh, Jake.
It was Delano Banton also. So it was Cam Mack the first, then Delano Banton was number two, and then now Burke and Rink this year.
18 of Nebraska's first 30 shots were threes. Made 2 of them.
Yeah, it was ugly.
2 of 18 to start. That's okay. I mean, it's fine. I saw the halftime score. I wasn't at the game, obviously. And I thought, that's not a problem. They're fine. They'll be fine. Started the second half with a 6-0 run. 6-0 run, got them 30-26, and then they put the hammer down. So, Nebraska went on a 13-1 run. got things under control, went up 10 with 8:44 left all game.
Yeah, and I had some people text me that were at the game that are you know, they're worrywarts. Just go with that. They're warriors. They want this team to be great, but they have all the fears of what's happened in the past with Nebraska ball saying, and I heard someone say, listen, the crowd was dead. If this happens against Michigan State, we're going to lose by 20. And I said this, it was a packed house, but it was North Dakota. How do you get fired up for North Dakota?
Was it packed house?
It was a sold-out crowd last night.
Wow.
They said sold out. I was not there. I was watching on TV. I had just got back from Christmas, so I was watching on TV.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter if the crowd is full. If shots aren't going in, it's going to be a library. Like the play on the court gets the crowd energized. Mm-hmm. Like defensive stops can help, but if you're missing all these threes and not driving the lane, it's going to be quiet. Yeah. I can assure you, the energy will be very strong for Michigan State.
Yeah, I don't get too wound up in the whole they're trailing at halftime discussion. If the game ended at halftime, it'd be a problem. But if it doesn't, there's right. a whole. So it's not a problem.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments, Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels, Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world. Things will never be the same once you get a DUI, because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death. But you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that'll change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It's never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
So good win. Good win.
Yeah. North Dakota, no, their record sucks. I mean, they're 5-10, but here's why that win was at least somewhat respectable. You remember Nebraska played Winthrop about a month ago, and they struggled to beat Winthrop. Tough physical team. North Dakota beat Winthrop last time out, 90-88. That's a pretty solid Winthrop team. I mean, not a ranked team. It's a small school, but they pushed Nebraska to the brink.
Sure.
In November, mm-hmm. North Dakota also pushed Creighton earlier in this year. Who's now starting to find their way? Apparently, Creighton has started to look better. They beat Xavier by a million last week, and they beat Marquette by a lot this weekend too. Yeah,
Creighton's that's stunning. Based on what we saw.
Well, I don't like to give them kudos, but. Now that Nebraska beat them, they need to win to help Nebraska's resume out even more, right?
How are they beating teams? They look so bad.
Well, I'll give you the... They beat Creighton on Saturday, beat Marquette 84-63 at home. This was Nick Graves off the bench, 17 points for Creighton in that game.
I don't even remember Graves in the Nebraska game.
Sure he played.
How did a big transfer from Iowa do?
Owen Freeman had 6 points off the bench in 11 minutes of play.
Yeah, he's really... All right, I'm not going to say it again.
Isaac Trout had 14 points for Creighton in that game.
The guy who
clanked everything you saw against Nebraska. I mean, he had some really bad clanks. The pride of GI, Isaac Trout.
Yeah, he's a good player.
Creighton now 7-5 with those two wins. Okay. Nebraska, of course, though, is 12-0. They play like no games in December. This has been a great month, and here they have stretches of like weeks off. Like, let's look at Nebraska for a second. They have like five games this month, I want to say. Let me get this pulled up. because it's with all the finals and everything. So they beat Creighton, of course, on the 7th of December, 71-50. They played Wisconsin that Wednesday, won by 30. Played Illinois the Saturday, they won by 3. Then they took 8 days off and played North Dakota. Now they have 9 days off. They'll play New Hampshire next Tuesday. Next Tuesday for Nebraska.
Next Tuesday.
That's the 4-8 New Hampshire Wildcats coming in here. The last non-conference game before you play Michigan State Friday, January 2nd. And by the way, I will be in attendance. Officially have a ticket for that game.
Okay, that's excellent. Hey, if I were a Nebraska fan, I would not get too rattled by them being down. I mean, come on. I told you this team, I don't think you're going to see wild swings from this team. Nothing crazy. We didn't even mention Sam was excellent again.
Sam was great this game.
Sam was excellent once again. Four assists, no turnovers.
15 points for Sam Hoiberg.
I think he's leading the country in assist-to-turnover ratio.
Probably right. Now, the thing about Sam in this game, it's a compliment to
probably
Sam.
Probably right, yeah. Yeah.
At a time when Nebraska was just being lazy and chucking up threes, Sam said, I'm driving the lane. And Sam got a couple back buckets back-to-back where he drove around guys that had easy layups.
Veteran.
Because North Dakota was guarding very closely way on the perimeter, as they should. It's the three-point shooting team. But Sam's like, okay, if they're all out here, then nobody's down here. If I get a simple cut and I get it, yep. It's going to be an easy layup, and it was.
He's explosive.
So he's a smart player.
He's pretty explosive.
He's a glue guy, as they keep saying, glue guy, because he does everything right.
Okay, here's the thing, though. When you start talking like that, smart player, glue guy, it doesn't suggest much athleticism. Whenever you start talking about a guy like that. But Sam's gotten... He's explosive to the basket. He is.
I know he is.
He's gotten that way.
He's not going to dunk, but he doesn't have to dunk to be. No. You don't have to dunk to be explosive as an athlete.
No, he's 5'11".
He gets to the rim a lot. And think about the power. Go back to the Illinois game. He had the ball in his hands.
On the final position.
On the final play to get it to Lawrence. Yeah,
Fred trusts him. He's his son. But... You know, you're right.
But he made everything. He did everything right. No, there. He drove left. He kicked out. It was perfect.
It tells you the level of trust when you put the ball in his hand to initiate that offense on that play with, 15 seconds left?
Yes.
Yeah, that's high-level trust.
Nebraska 6-for-27 on threes again. That's the game you want to do that. You know, you're going to have those games.
Right. It's okay.
Against North Dakota, you can survive that. Yeah.
Well, you probably could survive that against some other teams because they can drive it.
Yeah. But it was nice. Also, again, I mentioned Frager. Nice rebound game. Frager did not play well against Illinois. Didn't play many minutes. He comes back with 17 points. Drove the lane well, 5-for-8. He got a couple and ones in there. So did a great job at helping pull away from North Dakota.
He's a dandy.
Huskers 12-0. Although, by the way, women's team won also. They are also still undefeated.
Wow. Wow.
It was a mixed weekend for wrestling. Wrestling beat North Carolina on Friday. They lost in front of a packed crowd against Okie State yesterday.
22-12.
But that, did you see a picture of the crowd? That place was absolutely packed.
I think it was a school record for
wrestling.
For a duel.
Yes, I believe it. That was.
Now, the problem with that they lost, and they only had 3 takedowns the whole lineup. That's, man, that's he's not going to be happy with
no,
that.
No.
I mean, that's, I don't know what the analogy would be, but 3 takedowns from the whole lineup against Oklahoma State. Wow.
That's not great.
I should just talk like a whisper. Well, do that.
You're powering through. We appreciate that. But
not everybody.
No. Not the nurse in California, but it's all right. When we come back, it's Bill's Thrills and Song of the Day next on Early Break on the Ticket.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.